Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Alice White, a world-famous actress, dancer, and film producer. Alice rarely gives interviews, so feel very privileged today. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
In your previous interviews, you've mentioned the fact that you're a very emotional woman. How often do you cry while watching a movie?
I don't cry because I'm watching a sad film. I cry anytime anyone does something sweet, or someone says or does something nice to another person. When I grew up, my mom cried all the time because she was touched, or it was so beautiful when I sang at school. She stood there in the corner crying. And now, ever since I turned 20, I've realized I cry less and less from pain or sadness, and more for the beautiful things.
Do you enjoy watching melodramas?
Some people think that melodramas are shallow films, but in fact, it's not an easy task to make a melodrama that will resonate with the viewer. Modern melodramas can often be so over the top. I mean, when the emotional aspects of a film don't resonate, when it feels emotional without making you actually feel it in your core. I guess that's also why emotional dramas are one of the most difficult film genres to make, to be honest.
Why do you often play in melodramas? What attracts you to that genre?
Well, I just grew up with some classical stories of this genre. This year, I've worked on a beautiful new melodrama, too. I guess I like being old-fashioned. I usually feel really engaged by melodramatic scripts because when it comes to wanting love, wanting family, losing people, heartbreak, pain, those are things that everyone relates to.
Apart from being an actress, you're a dancer. What made you take up ballet?
Ballet is good training for the film industry because you're in serious pain, but you always have to have a smile on your face. I think as soon as you stop training, though, your body goes back to normal, so the amount of pain you can take is not the same. I actually just put on a pair of pointe shoes for the first time in a long time the other day, and it was a nightmare. In the school I trained at, they didn't let you tape your toes for the first 2 years, and it's so painful. I went home crying, and my parents almost wanted me to quit. But then I just did it. It requires a lot of stamina to not give up.
Do you use that stamina now on film sets?
Yeah, quite often, I would say. It's normally quite uncomfortable to make films. Actually, I did a film this summer where it was supposed to be summer, and we were in Germany. It was quite cold outside, but we had to pretend it was summer. On a shoot, normally it was like 5 degrees, and I had a little tank top on, and I was running around for like 10 hours a day, pretending to be really warm when I was about to freeze. I hate being cold, so I needed all of my stamina to survive.
When you're rejected after an audition, how do you cope with it?
It's a tough industry. When you decide that you want to give it a go, you're also accepting that you might get one job, and then it'll be a long time before the next one, if ever. I never thought that I was going to be given even one opportunity. And now I've been invited to work with so many incredible filmmakers and actors. It's been amazing to be part of those projects.
Thank you very much, Alice. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hello, everybody, and here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we are lucky to have Alice White, a world-famous actress, dancer, and film producer. Alice rarely gives interviews, so feel very privileged today. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
In your previous interviews, you've mentioned the fact that you're a very emotional woman. How often do you cry while watching a movie?
I don't cry because I'm watching a sad film. I cry anytime anyone does something sweet, or someone says or does something nice to another person. When I grew up, my mom cried all the time because she was touched, or it was so beautiful when I sang at school. She stood there in the corner crying. And now, ever since I turned 20, I've realized I cry less and less from pain or sadness, and more for the beautiful things.
Do you enjoy watching melodramas?
Some people think that melodramas are shallow films, but in fact, it's not an easy task to make a melodrama that will resonate with the viewer. Modern melodramas can often be so over the top. I mean, when the emotional aspects of a film don't resonate, when it feels emotional without making you actually feel it in your core. I guess that's also why emotional dramas are one of the most difficult film genres to make, to be honest.
Why do you often play in melodramas? What attracts you to that genre?
Well, I just grew up with some classical stories of this genre. This year, I've worked on a beautiful new melodrama, too. I guess I like being old-fashioned. I usually feel really engaged by melodramatic scripts because when it comes to wanting love, wanting family, losing people, heartbreak, pain, those are things that everyone relates to.
Apart from being an actress, you're a dancer. What made you take up ballet?
Ballet is good training for the film industry because you're in serious pain, but you always have to have a smile on your face. I think as soon as you stop training, though, your body goes back to normal, so the amount of pain you can take is not the same. I actually just put on a pair of point shoes for the first time in a long time the other day, and it was a nightmare. In the school I trained at, they didn't let you tape your toes for the first 2 years, and it's so painful. I went home crying, and my parents almost wanted me to quit, but then I just did it. It requires a lot of stamina to not give up.
Do you use that stamina now on film sets?
Yeah, quite often, I would say. It's normally quite uncomfortable to make films. Actually, I did a film this summer where it was supposed to be summer, and we were in Germany. It was quite cold outside, but we had to pretend it was summer. On a shoot, normally it was like 5 degrees, and I had a little tank top on, and I was running around for like 10 hours a day, pretending to be really warm when I was about to freeze. I hate being cold, so I needed all of my stamina to survive.
When you're rejected after an audition, how do you cope with it?
It's a tough industry. When you decide that you want to give it a go, you're also accepting that you might get one job, and then it'll be a long time before the next one, if ever. I never thought that I was going to be given even one opportunity. And now I've been invited to work with so many incredible filmmakers and actors. It's been amazing to be part of those projects.
Thank you very much, Alice. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.